Joining us right now, Paul Chabot, the president and founder of Conservative Move. Paul, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. A very interesting piece that we saw about you. You're a native Californian. You ran for Congress last year as a Republican in Los Angeles, and you're shocked somehow that you lost.
Who'd you run against?
It was a incumbent freshman, Pete Aguilar.
Okay.
And so I would have been shocked if a Republican had won anything in anywhere in California, and you lost. So what did you do in response to that loss?
Yeah, well, we had a going away party in January. A lot of friends and family came over, and almost to a friendship, many said, "Hey, we'd love to follow you to Texas," or jokingly say, "Hey, save room for us, we're coming." And when we moved here, we just realized that so many people had already left California for where we are in North Texas that we thought it'd be a great idea to create a little company called Conservative Move, helping Republican families leave liberal areas of the country and move here to North Texas, one of the most conservative regions in the country.
It's a very small market you've got there for customers. Is it only to Texas, or is it other states as well that people can move to using your company?
Yeah, so when we first started, the thought was just North Texas, but within the first week, we've only been around now about 3 weeks, we had over 1,000 families from 40 different states reach out to us. They're looking at not only North Texas, we're now going to be expanding into Arizona, North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Florida, Idaho, Utah, basically many, many red states. So there is definitely a dynamic shift of people wanting to leave. I'd say about 75% of those come from California, and definitely expanding.
Is it the politics per se, Paul, that causes these folks to move, or is it the consequences where you have less job opportunities, higher taxes, some of the negatives that come with socialism?
Yeah, I would say both. So, for example, in California, I was born and raised. I've been in law enforcement 21 years, military 16. I lived in D.C., where you are, for 6 years, had a chance to explore a lot. Look, California used to be a very good Republican state. A generation ago, we had great schools, safe streets, good-paying jobs. It's done a 180, and the Democrats now have a supermajority in that state, whether they're raising the gas prices by 12 to 14 cents this coming October, November, to the loss of jobs, to various policies, sanctuary cities. It's upsetting the Republicans that have been there for a long time, and they simply say, this state no longer represents who I am, and they're looking for an out.
Now, Hillary Clinton, though, got more than 54% of the vote in Dallas, in Houston, in Austin, in San Antonio. So are you starting to see happen in Texas what has happened in a lot of other states where the urban centers are very blue and then the suburban areas are red?
Yeah, definitely. And so our message to Republicans, not only here in this area, is look, California is the canary in the coal mine. Our party, God bless them, but we were very complacent. We didn't really pay attention to the chinks in the armor that they should have. And out here in Texas, our message is, look, you're a great red state now, but be cautious. The Democrats are on the march.
Is what you're doing, though... Well, what you're helping to do, and I have to word this the right way, are what you're doing by moving people out of certain states and specializing and moving them to more conservative states, does that just divide the country even more?
Some may see that, but our bottom line is we don't care what political party people are. We want people to ask themselves, what makes up a good community? Where should they be raised? And so we're looking at good-paying jobs, low crime, good-paying or great schools. For the most part, Democrat-led cities don't have that. And so, one, we definitely want to help families leave. But number two, we want to have a greater conversation about what makes up a good community. And we believe those core conservative values, when they're in place, they make up great cities, great communities. And so they really are family-oriented.
The wonderful thing about our federal system is that it's set up in a way that states can compete for residents based on their policies and their standards of living and such. And, the interesting thing about Democrats is I saw a stat, I'm going on memory here, so everyone's double-check me, that one-third of the delegation in the House, the Democratic delegate, the caucus of the House, comes from three states, Massachusetts, New York, and California. And so if you're a Democrat, you should be asking yourselves, are we relegating ourselves to you know, basically the two coasts and leaving the rest of the country to the conservatives to run their policies as they see fit in the states across the nation.
Yeah, Tom, I think you're 100% right. I mean, it is a grand experiment. We see companies that have already been leaving the states, for example, in California, moving to Texas or other places. And what we're simply coming into is now helping the families. And it's been such an explosive business idea. We had no idea it would be as big as it is. And because of that, I think it really tells a greater story. That why is it that families are struggling? You know, not just Republican families. You look at L.A. and other cities where the poor are just denigrated to low-paying jobs and schools that are absolutely deplorable. And those are regions that are locked, step and barrel, controlled by Democrat politics.
Well, you see, in some states, I know Montana, they and in New Jersey, those are two states that I see it happening. And in Montana, you've got people from California trying to flee the system they've created. And they get to Montana because they love the schools, all the things that you talk about loving about Texas. And then they vote for Democrats who bring higher taxes and all the things that they just left. The same thing happens in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, where New Yorkers flee what they've created to go to New Jersey, to go to Pennsylvania for lower taxes, better school systems, a better quality of life, and then they vote Democrats in and vote for exactly what happened. So they change these red states, turn them purple, and then eventually blue.
And that gives the Republican Party an awesome opportunity from day one to start getting a little bit louder about what makes up a great community. Why is this place? Why are these red areas so family-oriented? We cannot sit on our hands and just assume because it's red now, it's going to be red tomorrow. We need to get into the families, talk about these issues, about what makes up, you know, great cities. And I think we can work on that, but you nailed it. It's absolutely happening. And, you know, Texas, for example, great red state, but you're seeing many companies come here. Plano, Texas just attracted the North American headquarters for Toyota out of California. They're going to bring thousands of employees from California. A big chunk of those are probably going to vote Democrat, but we hope they look at Texas and say, look, it is a great state for these reasons. We're here. We want to contribute. We don't want to turn the state purple or blue.
Well, thank you so much. Paul, how do people get in touch with you quickly if they say, hey, I want to move to a conservative state?
Absolutely. It's a conservativemove.com.
Very easy. Paul Chabot, thank you so much for joining us, and you have a fantastic week. What's left of it?
Thanks, Mary and Tom. You as well.